present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that never fails to hit the snail on the head. You join us for what is the last program in the current series, and no words of sadness or regret can express how we all feel. Although words of great joy and relief certainly could. We're once again in the fine city of Canterbury, set deep in rural Kent. The county was once referred to as the Garden of England, but with its new direct rail link to Brussels, it's now known as the Patio of Belgium. Let's meet our panellists. Each of them is famous for his warmth and speed of delivery, so anyone who's waiting for a pizza will have to hang on for half an hour. They are on my right, Stephen Fry and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And joining us once again is the lovely lady who's been the team's right hand for many a year. Please welcome the very delightful Samantha. Right, we'll kick off with a round of historical headlines, where the teams will suggest how certain historical events might be reported in today's newspapers or other periodicals. The title's very similar to an old game called Historical Headlice, in which the teams were presented with four specimens of parasitic insect, and they had to place them in the correct order of succession to the Habsburg throne. Right, teams, the historical event is the Great Fire of London, and would you start, please, Tim?
Yes, Daily Telegraph. French farmers' protest reaches London.
Thank you, monsieur.
The Scotsman. Tee hee hee.
The Star. Phew, what a scorcher.
Yorkshire Evening Post, Leeds man singed.
The Guardian, London's burping.
Police suspect arse.
And on page 8 of The Guardian, yes. Yesterday's headline, Paula, to be reconstructed by Christopher Wren, should have read St. Paul's, to be reconstructed by Christ knows when.
Financial Times, capital goes up.
The People, phew, what a scorcher.
Insurance Weekly, oh, bugger.
The Lancet, plague cure, a success.
The Mirror, Thames Water Chief justifies bonus at last.
The Sport, Elvis seen in Pudding Lane.
The News of the World, phew, what a scorcher.
Here's another. William Caxton invents the printing press. Stephen, will you start this one?
The Guardian. Newt technology spills end to misprompts.
It's
Funny Stephen should mention that, because on page 4 of the very same issue of The Guardian, it said, Caxton shows off new dress.
Ye mirror. Monks down quills in protest.
The Publishers Weekly, Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley, made possible by good old Middle Ages.
The Sun, up yours, Gutenberg.
Software Weekly. Mouse on press gives Caxton new idea.
Okay, we come now to a round called Pick Up Song. So if it's music you love, I must apologize in advance. I've been rummaging through my gramophone collection for some popular discs, which I shall pass to DJ Samantha, who spent the day getting to grips with my reproduction equipment. She will play the records in turn for the teams to sing along to. At a discreet signal from me, she'll be giving the knob a twist, at which point the sound will... Shut up! At which point the sound will disappear. If, when the music returns, the teams are within a gnat's hair breadth of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. Nice to see you, to see you. Well, I got bored with the other one. This week's prize is the ideal break for any floor-covering enthusiast. It's 2 weeks on this luxury lino. Okay, Tim, I'd like you to start by accompanying Jimmy Nail singing Crocodile Shoes.
Wine, beer, and spirits all the time. Though I have you, still she's always on my mind.
Whitley Bay.
Rain falls down, I'm soaking through. I'm an old man inside a young man's suit. My crocodile shoes are crying too, for they know how much love I have for you.
Are you all right,
God? Crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes.
It's your turn, Barry. Will you please accompany Jerry Lee Lewis singing Great Balls of Fire?
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I laughed at love cause I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. I wanna love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I could tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. And you my name.
Could have a recount.
Your turn, Stephen. Will you please speak along with... Telly Savalas and his lovely song, If.
If a picture paints a thousand words,
then why did Rolf Harris...
Then why can't I...
Why can't I paint you?
The words
will never show... Do you I've come to know. And if a face could lunch 1,000 chips, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me, too. And when my love for life is running dry, you come, be slow.
He can't have been slow.
Running dry.
Finally, Graham, I'd like you to accompany Gloria Gaynor singing I Will Survive.
Thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. So you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I could have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave the key. If I had known for just one second, you'd be back to bother me. All right, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Do you think I'd crumble? Do you think I'd lay down and die? No, not I will survive. As long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live.
Terrific, terrific. And without any help at all. We carry on now with a round called Hospital Chat-Up Lines. Anyone who's observed the grim realism of such medical dramas as Casualty, ER, or Doctor in the House will appreciate what a hotbed of sexual intrigue the modern hospital can be. Teams, I'd like you please to come up with some suggestions of chat-up lines suitable for use in hospital. And Graham, will you start, please?
Cough.
Nurse, I'm out of bed again.
Don't need glasses, I found a bottle.
Did anyone tell you you've got acute angina?
I hear you're looking for a fine specimen.
You've got the most beautiful new eyes.
I must say I admire your guts. Will the doctor let you keep them?
Did the bowels move for you?
Oh, gallstones. I thought that was a pistachio nut. I'm sorry.
I can make a patient without disturbing the bed.
Do you know, seeing you in those stirrups, I thought you were Michael Howard.
I want you to have my babies vaccinated.
Is your leg up in plaster, or are you just pleased to see me?
Okay. Right, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Since we're in Canterbury, I'd like to play a very old version of the game that Geoffrey Chaucer might have known. Scholars tell us that it's unlikely that Chaucer would have played Mornington Crescent as such, since in the 14th century there was no underground station there. the nearest being at Blackfriars. The only evidence we have to go on is the slimmest of references in the prologue to his Canterbury Tales. When in autumn when the little apples fall, then he must folk to Aldwych go, via Cannon Street on the diagonal. So, teams, bearing in mind how much smaller London was in Chaucer's day, I'd like you please to replicate as far as possible the routes that his pilgrims might have taken when they played the game. London Bridge is wild. Okay, Tim, you can start.
Pudding Lane.
Guildhall.
Mincing Lane.
That's all right. Elephant and Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
London Bridge is wild, isn't it?
I said that.
Fleet Street.
Oh.
You can't get south of the river, can you?
No, if London Bridge is wild, you can't.
No.
The Strand.
Cheapside.
I think.
What?
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. Very good.
Yes.
Well,
I can do Gatwick. All right. Monument.
The Tower.
St. Paul's Close.
I think it's Borough High Street.
Very good.
Oh. Yeah.
Now Gatwick.
King Street.
Pounce.
No, I can't yet.
Monument.
Gatwick. Bank.
Cockfosters.
Fairlock. Anyway, no, I can't. York Street.
Mm. Yes, Mornington Crescent.
Oh!
Well done. Well done.
Bringing a fresh mind to it all. Time now to raise the intellectual tone with our regular poetry spot. At this point, it might be appropriate to share with you a few poignant words from Sassoon, spoken to my grandfather when he fought with the great man. If you touch me again, I won't let you use my frequent wash conditioner anymore. This week's verse takes as its form the limerick. I shall provide each of you teams with a challenging, thought-provoking opening, which I'll ask you to complete, taking one line in turn. Stephen, here's your line. As I reached for my copy of Chaucer.
As I reached for my copy of Chaucer, I awkwardly fell on a saucer.
I started to swoon
when I noticed the spoon.
At this point, the story gets coarser.
Okay, Graham, here's yours. In the pub with this old wife of Bath.
In the pub with this old wife of Bath, she sat herself down by the hearth.
She lifted her skirt.
Said, don't think me a flirt.
It's a terribly well-trodden path.
Tim, your line is, I've met this unusual monk.
Dressed up as a pineapple chunk.
He lifts up his habit.
Invites you to grab it.
And then the wee tease does a bunk.
Thank you. Okay, Barry, while out with the doctor of physic...
While out with the doctor of physic, he slipped me a strong analgesic.
I fell to the ground.
When I woke up, I found...
I was chained to a lamppost in Chiswick.
Okay, we're going to play a game called Stars in Their Ears. And it's based on a popular TV show called Stars in Their Eyes. It's where hopeless amateurs pretend to be showbiz personalities, as in fact they do in all our other games. So while the audience suspends their disbelief, I'll ask each of the team members to sing a song in the style of my choosing, while Colin Sell attempts to provide musical backing in the style of a pianist. Actually, Colin was telling me he's been working on a new string arrangement. And if W.H. Smith liked that, they might let him tidy up the sellotape and brown paper. Barry, I'd like you to start by singing People in the style of Michael Howard.
People. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. To the bloody ballot. We're children needing other children, and yet letting our grown-up pride hide all the need inside, and there should be more inside. Acting more like children than children, so it's not my responsibility. Let me just say this. Lovers are very special people. They're the luckiest people in the world. Just call me an old romantic. With one person, one very special person. I'm not talking about you, Middicum. A feeling deep in your soul says you were half, now you're whole. I'll dig one for you, Annie, any day. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world, and I've always made that quite clear. Thank you.
Okay, Stephen, would you please sing Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines in the style of Julian Clary?
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, hunters. They go chiddly up, up. And then, wait for it, they go down. Chiddly on down, I thank you. They enchant all the ladies and steal all the scenes with their tiddly up, up and their tiddly down, down. Up, down. It's exhausting, really, isn't it? Flying around, looping the loop, defying the ground. They're all frightfully keen, those magnificent men in their machines.
Graham, I'd like you to sing the Spice Girls classic Wannabe in the style of John Prescott.
Now, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Tell me, you tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. You tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I want a ha, I want a ha, I want a ha, I want a ha, I want a, I want a ziggy ziggy ha. If you want my future, people just have to forget my past. If you want to get with me, then Tony Blair's government, they better make it fast. Because now don't go wasting, don't you go wasting my precious time like the Tories did. Get your act together, we could be just fine if you listen to my demands. I'll tell you what I want, I want a really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. You tell me what you want, what you really want, and you'll get what I want. I'll tell you what I want.
Finally, Tim, would you please sing Oh, I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside in the style of the Queen?
Oh, beside the seaside. We do like to be beside the sea. Oh, one does like to stroll upon the prom, 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 where the brass band plays God Save Me. So just let us be beside the seaside. We'll be beside ourselves with glee. And there's lots of boys beside. One would like to be beside the seaside. Beside the sea. Oh, look, Philip, jelly deals.
Well, it's nearly time to end the show, but there's just time for a round called the Builder's Ball. Incidentally, Samantha's just returned from congratulating a local builder friend who successfully bid for a contract this week. She says she was delighted to see his little firm won. Teams, I'd like you please to announce the late arrivals at a society ball for builders and the like. Graham, will you start, please?
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Cotter Tiling. And their son, Terry Cotter Tiling.
Mr. and Mrs. Sclevage. And their daughter, Jean's Cleavage.
Mr. and Mrs. Wall Carpeting. And their son, Walter Wall Carpeting.
Welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Be back to finish the job on Thursday, Honest Gov, and their daughter, Isla.
Closely followed by Mr. and Mrs. Bennett, that's twice the estimate, and their son, Gordon Bennett, that's twice the estimate.
Mr. and Mrs. Lottle have to be repainted. And their son, Theo Lottle, have to be repainted.
And all the way from Ireland.
Ah, welcome.
Brendan Beam and James Joyst.
And also Concrete and Mixer.
And their friends, Mr. and Mrs. O'Dores and their son, Paddy O'Dores.
It's high society entrance now. We welcome the noble group. It's Lady Foundations first, and then Lord Watermess. And then that ubiquitous Royal Libertine, Filthy Prince Everywhere. And finally, of course, Count the Cost Later and Baron Bank Account.
It's cabaret time.
No, it isn't.
Introduced by Roy Hodd. The Pointer Sisters. And a special item, Wagner's Damn the Guttering.
There's the Mendes family with Rhoda Mendes. She digs having her ass felt.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. King Good?
Wait for it.
And their daughter, May King Good.
Mr. and Mrs. Chance of a Cup of Tea. And their son, Henny Chance of a Cup of Tea.
Mr. and Mrs. Four Sugars in Mine Love, and their daughter, Olive Four Sugars in Mine Love.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the rare Bengal tiger of time meanders into the crosshair sights of Prince Philip's fateful pump-action shotgun, I notice we've come to the end of the show, and indeed the series. We'll be back again in the You're too kind. We'll be back.
We might not.
They'll be back. We'll be back again in the autumn. In the meantime, it's goodbye from Samantha, myself, the teams, and the good people of Canterbury. Goodbye.
Deborah Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, and Stephen Fry were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.